Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Claire.
Yes.
Did you have fun in San Antonio?
I had a blast.
And we learned a lot of good information, didn't we?
We did.
Let's start out with one thing. And some of y'all know the oilfield business. Y'all know this way better than I do. But we went to a couple of classes on fracking and got some really good information.
The Eagle Ford Shale.
Which is the Corpus Christi all the way to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And some general information, folks. And, of course, West Texas is real important information to us. Well, Corpus Christi has always been an import where they brought in stuff. They were showing us pictures and stuff. This is our little sister city over there, Corpus Christi. We're doing so much stuff in Texas now, it's going to be an exporting port.
Well, it's already, but it's going, it's already an export port now, but it's going to be one of the biggest exporting ports of natural gas and oil in the next few years in the world. It's for sure in the nation. I mean, it's going to be a huge, huge deal. It's bringing in, and I can't remember how many, I don't know, and I'm not even going to pretend, 30 or 50 trillion gallons of natural gas and oil.
Which is important.
And over 3,000 miles. It spans between Corpus and San Antonio, over 3,000 miles.
And for your novice fracking, what it is, in fact, Mr. Mitchell invented this for small oil companies, which now the big oil companies have taken it, where they can drill down and kind of like the spokes in a bicycle tire wheel. They go all these all different directions, so it's a lot more economical and a lot more practical, and get oil and gas that they couldn't get before.
Well, fracking is, it's not drilling down, it's horizontally drilling. It goes down a little bit, but then it goes horizontally in every direction, and they're just putting water, salt, and chemicals through these rocks and kind of just blowing them up a little bit and allowing the oil and the gas to come up way easier than the, traditional just drilling down one little hole and hoping to hit something.
Well, and they said the shale, which I guess they were having such a hard time with. In fact, they had a bad name for what they called the shale at one time, but now it's the good shale.
The salt gets in there and keeps it from closing back up, and so they can still retract that oil and the gas. But Corpus Christi is going to be a huge, huge deal in the near future.
I mean, it is. And the good news is everything we're hearing about our little West Texas town here and surrounding our little town is nothing but good news. Everything you hear, so the good, good, good stuff. That's why you see all the hotels popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many do we have? Nine hotels going up right now.
So we'll see. We'll see how that works for everything. Some other things and thing I want to talk about, which Mark Dotzer, you've heard me use his name several times. He is the chief economist for the Texas A&M Real Estate Research Center. And I've basically tracked him for the last 17 years, which is how long he's been there, on his predictions. And he's usually right. So I'm going to say right off the tail to you the good news. The good news is he's predicting a wonderful 2015 for the state of Texas, and as his exact words, for the especially West Texas. That would be the Permian Basin, that would be San Angelo, Big Lake, our little area. So folks, if you're in the real estate world, you're going to like what we're going to tell you. Some good and some bad. He predicted about a 14% increase in 2014. The bad news, we didn't hit it. We hit about an 8%, which is still wonderful, by the way, especially in San Angelo. His deal, and you've heard me say this horrible word called the Dodd-Frank bill, which basically put a noose around our lender's neck and said, if you make a loan that we don't agree with 100%, we're going to hold you liable, hold the bank liable. So the banker said, "Ooh, I'm not going to do this." Don't blame him, do you?
No.
Here's the good news. And this is, I'm copying Dotzer on this. He said, this is the politicians in Washington. And he also said this, even though they said this, doesn't mean they're really going to do it. But here's what they're saying. The pendulum, and now that's the easiest way I can use it, the pendulum at one time, and I was there too, just about if you could breathe, you could get a real estate loan. Okay, that was wrong. I'm not denying that one bit. You should have been better qualified. So they went from the way over here to the right. If you could see my hands, you'd see. And it's going, and then instead of fixing it, they went way over here to the left, where people with decent credit, that really deserve to be able to buy a house. They said, nope, you just don't fit in our little perfect scenario.
Can't get one.
So we're not going to do it. What they're saying is they're going to come out with a Dodd-Frank 2, which is going to be some revisions to this bill. So they're going to loosen that neck maybe off our buddies in the banking business, not so tight, and say, we want you to make good loans. Well, obviously, that's
to good people.
To good people. And thank God we have a lot of good people in West Texas, so that's a good thing. So that should be a huge relief. That's why he's predicting we will even have a way, way better 2015 than we did in 14. Kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the trends, his prediction in commercial. Everybody says, well, the people are going to start using high cap rates, which they actually do in San Angelo, which is ridiculous. But in the state of Texas, they're not. So what happens when you get a higher cap rate? Your values go down. We're not seeing that. If you go to Corpus Christi especially, you go to Houston, you go to Dallas, you go to San Antonio, you go to Midland.
Austin.
We don't see that. That's a good thing. That means our values are keep steadily going up and up and up. Again, you've heard me talk about this before. He brought this up. In our appraiser's defense, the only bad thing, and just be prepared for this, their data's old. They don't, you know, it has to be history. So when they use history and you have a market that's climbing at the rate even San Angelo is, they have a hard time getting the appraisals to come in at what the value is.
It's old data.
Well, and you see, but here's the problem, and this just happened. In fact, you were with me. We had the house we listed, we had, what, 5 offers in 2 days?
Yes.
Three of them
above
full price.
Asking price.
Okay. The seller's happy. The buyer that actually got the contract together was happy. The appraisal comes in low. And it was a lady appraiser. She tried her hardest. She did. She couldn't get the numbers there. But the seller is going, well, Scott, I have a problem with this. I said, well, sir, what's the problem? And he said, if I list my house and you bring me 5 offers in 2 days for more than this, and they're all right in here, I'm saying that's the value of my house. It's kind of hard to argue with that.
You can't.
So anyway, I'm just tell you right now, just be prepared, you know, and plan on dealing with it. I'll tell you what we end up doing. Typically, and this is not normal, this is what typical, okay, is I've seen the seller say, okay, I'm going to come down a little bit. And the buyer says, okay, I'm going to pay a little bit over appraisal. And they meet somewhere in the middle. The good news is this will help the appraisals come up.
Eventually.
But in the bad news is we still have to deal with it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but everything we came back from the conference with, talking to our brother and sister towns, Wichita Falls, you know, they just put in a treatment plant, which you heard our mayor talk a little bit about that on our last show. And John Walton from there, one of the head realtors, he hits, well, Scott, the good news is we're retreating the gray water. We now have water, so, you know, it's not as horrible as it was. Our yards are all dead, but nobody's gone to the hospital drinking it, so it's been okay. So we're happy for them, and we're sure going to pray for them to get some rain, too, because we were blessed with that 11 inches. They got nothing.
Yeah.
So it is. Abilene, kind of one of our other sisters, you know, they're still dealing with the floodplain issue. And folks, and they're having the same questions we did. Clara, you actually listed a house in the Bluffs.
I had to take it off the market because it was in a floodplain, and I did my little air quotes there because it's never going to flood. But he was grandfathered in with his insurance premium, but any new homeowner would have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars, and it's not going
to
sell.
And it's hard to explain a flood problem when you're in a drought.
Yeah, especially in Abilene. Half of Abilene's in a floodplain. And everything's dead and dying because there's no water.
So, but let me tell you some good news. TAR and NAR, our National Association and Texas Association, have lobbyists. We are working hard on this. There has to be some relief. I don't think when the government did away with the subsidies they did, thinking, well, that's just going to affect the coast. It affects all of us, and it affects us in a huge, huge way. So we are working on that. So the good news is we're working on that.
They're going to have to change. They're going to have to fix it somehow, some way.
Well, they are. And go back a little bit on the flood insurance if you want more. Commissioner Bacon did an excellent job, and he's done an excellent job trying to help some of our San Angelo friends get out of that deal when they're really not in it. So all good news. So we've got the flood. We're working on it. Homestead, that was the other thing that came up. Now, San Angelo, you know, they lowered it on some of the stuff. But folks, still remember there's still some relief on your homestead. Go down, and here's how this works. Let's say you buy your house December 31st. That means the very next day you're eligible for homestead. If you buy your house January 2nd, you're not eligible for homestead that year till the next year. But still, go down there, take them your warranty deed, show them that you bought the house, apply for it. The next thing, 65 and older, you can go down and freeze your taxes.
Freeze your taxes.
Very, very important. To save you some money and take care of it. Last thing, don't forget, the PMI insurance. We're raising the value. If you can prove that your house is now where you only owe 80% of what its value is, you can remove that PMI insurance. So important things we brought back from San Antonio. Did I leave anything out? Pisano's shrimp.
I was going to say, the good food was excellent. Pisano's shrimp Pisano, you can't beat it. Still eating it. But other than that, no, I think you hit all of it.
Good. Hey, folks, we really, really appreciate y'all listening in. Again, if you have any questions, you can call 949-5575 and ask for any of our agents, and they'll help you. Or if you just want to look things up, you can go to sallison.com. And our website's real easy to get around in and help you there. You have a great day, and we'll catch you next Sunday.